Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night Axel Me training podcast series. Glad you're with us. We've got a special guest speaker literally joining us from the Eastern Hemisphere of the world tonight. None other than Nikki Sherwood joining us from Brisbane, Australia. Nikki is a real star with this business. You're going to thoroughly enjoy her story tonight, her tips, her advice as well. And I just know you're going to have a great time because we had such a great time last time we spent some time with her in 2018. And she joins us now on this podcast tonight. Nikki, as I mentioned, is from Brisbane, Australia. She's absolutely a fantastic breath of fresh air. She's a wife. She's a mom. She's a university scholar. And she's relatively new with the business for, I believe, less than 2 years. Now, Nikki and her husband, well, they just love to travel the world and scuba dive and do fun things like that. But as well, she's also interested in making money. She's an entrepreneur, and she owned a business as a professional life coach. But you know what? Her real passion these days, which includes her ability to coach people in a far more rewarding way, is her Nu Skin business. And she's going to share with us tonight why she's passionate about that, and she is so excited about what's happening in her part of the world with this business. We can't wait to have her share that with us tonight. So welcome to the call tonight, Nikki Sherwood. Welcome, Nikki.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us. It's not the evening for you. It's daytime in Australia, I presume, but certainly we're glad to have you with us tonight, and we certainly are very, very excited about hearing a little bit more about your story and what you can share with us. So let's just jump right into it. I know that I mentioned a little bit about your background to the listeners, but share with us a little bit more about Nikki. Tell us, if you would, you know, what attracted you to the business? What was it in your background that caused you to take a look at something like this?
Thanks so much, Dan. It's a pleasure to be here. So about 11 years ago, I decided that I needed more from my life, and I was in a pretty tricky situation in New Zealand, which is where I'm from, and I had spent 7 years at university, and I was struggling to find a job that fulfilled me so far as being able to help people and help change people's lives. So I decided to uproot myself and move to Australia, which is not very far away. It's, you know, 3.5 hours by flight, but it's a whole different country. So I came to Australia, and within about 6 months, I had what I thought was going to be my dream job. I was actually working in palliative care, and I was doing research. And I thought, well, I'm able to make a difference to the people who have family members who are, you know, end of stage, end of life, and I'm able to put a little bit of sunshine into their life and make them feel a little bit happier. I ended up actually in a bullying workplace, and I got quite unwell. Now, I've had a whole raft of medical issues in my life, and with some of my bowel condition, I don't manage stress very well. So I'd ended up in this workplace. It wasn't a very nice workplace. I had a boss who was a bit of a bully, and constantly degrading me and making me feel pretty small. So I continued on this path for about five more years, and then I actually ended up in hospital. So this was probably about two and a bit years ago, which is before I started Nu Skin. And I ended up really unwell and in hospital, and I actually ended up having a breakdown, and my hair fell out. And about that time, I had already been introduced to the business a couple of times, but as you mentioned before, Dan, I had a life coaching business. I also had an 8 to 5 job, which wasn't an 8 to 5. It was more like a 7 to 9 p.m. job, and I was trying to fit my life coaching business around that because I still had that need to help people. I still had that belief that I was placed here on earth to truly help people change their lives and make a significant impact into other people's lives. And whether or not that was so far as just helping them believe that it doesn't matter what kind of struggles they have in life, what kind of adversity that they face, there's always a way for them to have a little bit of faith in themselves and find something that will really fulfill them and change their life. So when my hair fell out, I managed to find my sponsor, my upline, Ange McDonald, and she's a beautiful woman. And she actually came and had coffee with me, and I was in tears. I was in a really bad state. My body had actually started to break down again in that place I'd been in hospital, and my bowel condition was quite serious. And she said to me, "What's going on in your life?" And I said, "Well, I'm struggling. I'm trying to, you know, find a way, and I'm so heavily in debt." And I don't know, you know, what to do. And so we had to talk about the business. And at that point in time, she said to me, because I had lost all my hair, and I'd had to have, like, I'd lost it in clumps, so I had it cut really, really short. Now, to give you an image, I had hair down to my bottom, long, blonde, silky hair, and it was pretty much all gone up to my ears. So, you know, for somebody who's always struggled with self-esteem, I'd always been a really overweight child. I'd always been, you know, laughed at school and bullied at school for my weight, and I had glasses, so I was the unfortunate-looking one. For me, the only thing I really enjoyed about myself was my hair and my smile. So when you lose half of what you feel good about, it's a pretty huge confidence boost. So my friend Anne said to me, I can help you. And at that point I said, look, I just really can't fit anything else into my life. I was newly married. My husband had been travelling overseas. I think I saw my husband probably once every 3 weeks. On the weekend, and I was just in a really bad state. So anyway, so she said to me, come along to an evening, just learn a little bit about this business. So I went along, and I actually was in the presence of Jeff Gamagami. He's one of my uplines, and he shared the vision, and I saw something that I could believe in, and I saw this as a lifeline to help me change my life. So fast forward 2 years, and I have a beautiful global team. I've been able to help a lot of people, and really what I've ended up doing is I'm on the end of leaving my job. I have a very, very high-profile job. I'm struggling to, you know, continue with my commitments in my job because I just want to be in my new skin business, and I can see through things like the Force for Good and just the contribution that I can have and the community that I can change by offering this fabulous opportunity to people, the lives I'm impacting. So I gave up my life coaching business. I closed that down mid last year. So I just do my new skin in my day job. And the impact that I've had has filled that gap, Dan, for that self-need of wanting to change people's lives and wanting to help people. And I can do it on such a global scale with the phenomenal opportunity that we have through Nu Skin. So I'm very, very grateful, firstly, that you've even asked me to come on and share a little bit of my story. But secondly, just I'm so grateful that at some point in time I've been brought into this business for a reason, and everything's aligned for me to know you guys. So that's
Nikki,
my story.
What an incredibly powerful story. Very, very inspirational. And I would imagine every day you thank, if not orally or in writing, certainly through your thoughts, you thank Angie McDonald and you thank Jeff Gamagami for sharing with you their vision. And most importantly, identifying a solution for your needs that you had at that time. And now what you're doing is certainly paying it forward in such a huge, huge way, not only on this podcast, of course, but also throughout the world with your team. So, it's an amazing, impressive story, but you know what? There are so many countless stories in the business where people have made a life shift as you had and turn out becoming hugely successful and sharing that success with others. So tell us, if you would please, Nikki, in the less than 2 years or so that you've been with the business, maybe some of the important things that you've learned that turned out to be absolutely invaluable as you started to build a sales organization worldwide.
Yeah, for sure. Dan, I think one of the pivotal things that I've learned is it's not about me. I've always worked so hard and exchanged time for money, and it's not about that. It's about being able to help people. And, you know, I hear a really good saying that when you help other people and the tide rises, everybody wins. And I love that because the impact that I can now have by not thinking selfishly about coming to my daytime job or working, you know, on my own stuff all on my own, it's not about that. It's about the team effort, and it's about impacting on other people and helping them to see a way forward. And for us, Dan, in the 2 years that I've worked in had my business with Nu Skin, I've been able to not only pay down my medical debt, we're starting to look towards how we can give back to a community. Here in Australia, we have what's called Care Flight, and what that does is it gets people in regional areas. Queensland's very scarce with diversity geographically. It's very big. There's a lot of inhabitable land, but there's a lot of farmers, and they can't access things like dialysis treatment or cancer treatment. And my husband and I have purchased a plane, a little four-person plane, since we've been through New Skin, and that's going to enable us to retire and fly people to their medical treatment. That is the global impact I want to have, is to help these people and be able to give back.
Wow. You know, I'm humbled. What an amazing way to put to very, very good use the success you're earning with New Skin, and also to share with others your vision as to how they can make a positive impact in the world as well. You know what, Nikki, we have always lots of brand new people who listen to these podcasts. Tonight's no exception, and certainly in the next several days and weeks to follow, new people, perhaps even people who are not yet in the business who are checking us out, will be listening to this also. What are some of the tips that you can provide to the brand new person? Because it wasn't that long, frankly, when you were quite new yourself. It's only been about 2 years since you joined. What are some of the important things for new people in particular to know so that they can jumpstart their business in a big way?
Setting goals, working closely with your upline, understanding that you need to be a product of the product. So in order for you to be able to, you know, talk about the product and use that as the vehicle that we have been given, is you need to be using the products because, you know, they're fabulous products. And when you can explain to somebody, like for myself, when my hair started to grow back and I was able to show how healthy it was, which is such a visual clue to some people, I'm able to say, well, yeah, thanks to these products. And, you know, that's my personal experience, but you can't get that personal experience without you as a new person in the business trying and seeing and investigating for yourself. And I really do believe that, you know, you need to be a product of your product. You need to set goals so you can clearly align with, you know, the goals that you want to make. So whatever financial goals you want, so if you want to leave your job, if you want to create a second income, if you want to have, you know, pay down some debt, whatever that goal is, you need to set a goal. You need to write it down, because a goal without a plan is only a wish, right? You've got to have a plan, and you've got to honor your time. You've got to say, you've got to do what you say you're going to do, and you've got to be able to, you know, really be clear on what it means to you to achieve your goal than where you want to be. And I really do believe that that's a good recipe for a start, for a start of successful in New Skin, and learning about the company, learning about, you know, the greater good and, you know, our foundation and what we do as global projects, and know your uplines, find out who they are and introduce yourself. You know, don't wait for people to come to you and, you know, come down. Go up to them, find out who they are, find out who you can work with, and listen, like always be listening, searching and hunting for information that will help you understand what the business is really about. And I know that that's really daunting at first, but seek and you shall find, and it's your business. So go and find that information and just ask as many questions as you can.
So true. There is so much to be gained by tapping into the experience and the knowledge of people who've walked before you in this business and have a vested financial interest in your success. So by all means, you want to reach out to those people. And you're right, Nikki. It's so true that you have to set goals, meaningful goals. In fact, John Sexsmith and I spent so many hours on these Axel Me podcasts talking about the importance of goal setting. And the good thing is axelme.com has an entire section of materials devoted to helping people identify goals. That single 90-day goal perhaps is one of the most important ones you can ever set in this business, and to continue to set as you move forward in the business, but also put a plan with it. I love what you just said about it. Goals without a plan are simply a wish. There's no question about that. So what are some of the things, now that we know what to do, especially for new people, what are some of the things for new people in particular to avoid? Maybe some mistakes that you made earlier in the business that you'd like to share with us that people should avoid at all costs.
Yeah, I've actually had quite a few lessons, Dan. I think the biggest thing was not sticking to my plan and trying to find new ways to do things. Look, this business is proven. We have so many people above us that have, you know, gotten the results that we seek. And if you go and think that you're, and I'm happy to admit this, I thought I was smarter and I thought I knew a different way and I thought I could venture off and do my own thing and I didn't get the results that I wanted and I didn't give up, but people are tempted to give up when they don't get results that they want. So firstly, don't give up. Never, ever, ever give up. And secondly, don't create your own thing. Go and listen. We have such a plethora of information that has been done, and learn to present the business, learn to present how your uplines present. And I had another really good tip. Sorry, it's escaped me.
It will come back, I'm sure. But let me ask you this. Yeah. Let's talk about some practical things. Nikki, how are you attracting both product consumers and sales leaders? Maybe start with the product consumers first, and then we'll talk about how you attract sales leaders. What are you doing these days to build your business on both ends?
So I wear the product, for firstly. People can see the difference in my skin. I'm always wearing a Power Lips or, the new duo that comes up. I'm always talking to people about the products. And when people give me clues, like in a conversation, they'll say, I can't wear those shoes because I've got yucky feet or something like that. I'm always looking for problems that I can solve with my business for them. And I have a product group. So I have an online product group. As you know, Dan, I grew this business 100% online at the start. So I had a product group and I would share my personal experiences with my product group of people, and I found those people through talking to my friends and saying, do you know anyone that has any problems that I can help solve, and getting people to come to me online through doing posts on my Facebook wall, for example, sharing what I was doing, getting people excited about what I'm doing. And I wasn't spamming them, for lack of better word, but I was purely sharing my experience, and they've come along that journey with me, with my hair growing back and with me being able to pay off my debt, and with the challenges and the struggles that I've had in the past, and how Nu Skin has been that 100% that lifeline for me, and being able to come along that journey and for them to see my growth. And people come to me and ask me the questions, and then I get my upline on a call, I do a three-way call, or now I'm quite confident, so I walk go and do that. But I obviously follow a plan that my uplines have used and taught me, so I'm duplicating, because duplication is key, and bringing them on that way. And then just the general conversation stands. So if I'm out somewhere and I'm talking to somebody, you elicit that conversation where they ask you what you do, and then, well, hey, I'm in the business of empowering people and this is what I do, and you create that curiosity, and then they want to ask you more questions, and then you can bring them along that journey.
I'm in the business of empowering people. That's your line. That's a great power line. I love that.
Thank you.
That's great. And would you recommend that virtually everyone who's building the business have something like that, have a power line or two available, so that on a moment's notice,
absolutely,
you can just...
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Because
people are going to ask you what you do, right?
Of course. And it's called, if you go and research anyone that has, anyone that does business coaching or anything like that, they call it an elevator pitch. So, you're able to articulate in a few words what you do, which creates curiosity. So you're not actually telling them what they do. So I don't go and say, oh, I'm a distributor for Nu Skin. I sell amazing products. That's given everything away. And people listen, they listen with their own preconceived ideas, their beliefs, their values. So before you even have had a chance to really explain what it is, you've given them an opportunity to go and research the information themselves and make their own opinion up. So you've done them a disservice, basically. So by me saying, well, I'm in the business of empowering people, and they're like, well, what does that mean? I'm like, well, let me tell you. You're creating that rapport with them while you're explaining what you're doing in a way that resonates with them, and you tie the story into how they can benefit from what you're doing. And then, if you're able to touch on some points of, well, I understand, you've got a lot of bills at the moment, or you're a new mum, and what are you going to do? Are you going to go back to work, or are you open for a conversation about how I can help you start home with your babies? You've tied into a conversation, but without giving them everything, because you don't want to, I think Jonathan Sexsmith uses this, you don't want to spew on them, like you don't want to give them, you don't want a verbal diarrhea on them. So just keeping it very short and punchy and to the point, but honest, and then allowing them to ask you more questions, because it's ultimately about them at the end of the day, right?
Exactly. So when do you take the time to explain more and to answer those questions? Not on the elevator with your elevator.
Definitely not on the elevator.
Right. At what point do you do that?
Well, I'm a huge fan of coffee, Dan. So I book in a time where I know I can actually have their attention and probably have about a good half an hour of their attention, and just sit down and respect their time rather than rushing. And don't get me wrong, like that can be quite impractical sometimes. It's very hard because you're in an elevator and you've met somebody and you might be traveling 40 floors. You've got, what, 30 seconds, about a minute maximum to make your impact and to create an opportunity for them to come and talk to you. So how do you do that? So I get their details and I say, look, can I call you tomorrow and we can arrange a coffee date, or can I have lunch with you tomorrow? And that takes a lot of guts. It's taken me 2 years to do that. Don't get me wrong, I sat behind my computer for a really long time. It's hard, but as soon as you get comfortable with doing that, and as soon as you get comfortable with, you know, wanting to talk to people, the impact that you have on those people is crazy. You just want to keep doing it more because you can see the benefits that that's having on those people.
No question. So you mentioned at the beginning that 100% of your business success was generated through online activity, I think, in the very beginning. Has that changed over time, Nikki? Have you modified your approach? Are you doing some more of the more traditional approaches, one-on-one, things of that nature?
Yes, Dan. Well, actually, since we last spoke, I was still doing it 100% online, and that was purely because of the limitations of my job. I went and saw Nathan Rick speak in Brisbane here about 3 weeks ago, and I understood that my business can't really get to the next level without being courageous in those conversations and learning to present the business face-to-face. Yes, I can do a lot of it online, and that's great, but I'm actually a people person, and I am getting over my anxiety now of public speaking, so I'm starting to explore that as we speak, actually. I'll still do the online, don't get me wrong. I will continue with social media, but it's that one-on-one rapport that you can have with people, those conversations that you can have, that I'm starting to feel I'd like to explore that a little bit more. So I guess you could call that, the traditional way, the way you guys did it in the way back when you guys started.
In the old days, absolutely.
In the old days. I wasn't going to call you old, but in the older days.
We'll call it experience.
I like that. I like it.
You know what? In this business, probably like every other business in the world, there are ups and downs. So there's no question about that. And I imagine you've had some downs. But what do you do, Nikki Sherwood? What do you do to stay up?
I do a lot of work on my mindset. I do a lot of motivational. I listen to a lot of podcasts. Every day I listen to something through either, Giselle or Jonathan or yourselves, and then I come down the line. I listen to a lot of motivational stuff of where leaders are. So say, for example, I am a team elite in the making, so I want to follow the behaviours that the team elites in my organisation are doing, so the behaviours and the consistency and the practices that they do, so I can start to model that. And I find that actually in itself just gives me enough motivation on my hard days, or say, for example, I've had, you know, quite a few no's in the last week, and I'm not going to give up, but I just sometimes need that motivation to keep pushing me forward. So that's where I go. I go up.
Well, that makes every bit of sense to me, and I know it does to everyone on the line as well. And I know Cindy, by the way, is just incredibly fond of you and the way that you have the ability to stay up all the time and to inspire others. But I want you to share with us a little bit, Nikki, about how you go about inspiring your team. How do you inspire your sales leaders and those who are up and rising in terms of their success in the business?
I believe in them. I believe that whatever they want, they can achieve if they're willing to put the work in. And I think leading by example is a big key. Being able to be the person that I would love for them to model allows me to be the person that I want to be, which is, you know, a courageous leader, a strong, positive leader in their life. So I think a lot of it is sharing with them my enthusiasm, as you'll see. You know, like I'm always posting happy, positive quotes on my Facebook page, and every time you talk to me, I try to be very positive. So, you know, I know that everyone goes through ups and downs, and I go through my ups and downs definitely as well, and my uplines hear all about that. But so far as my team, I never go down to them I have done in the past because sometimes it's, you know, I've brought on friends to my business, but it's not helping them to be, you know, to be feeling frustrated or whatever. It's always going up, so you can be that voice to reckon with when they're struggling. They come to you, and that takes time. It takes trust. And I think, you know, I share a lot of positive stuff with them as well. So if I find something that's really motivational, I will share it with them. I'll send it to them via Messenger and I'll say, hey, plug your earphones in and have a listen to this. And a lot of that is sort of mindset and motivational online speaking.
Perfect. Well, you know, you got about 2 years of the business under your belt now, Nikki. Where do you see yourself going in the next year, two, maybe 5 years down the road?
I will be a Team Elite, and I'll be walking down that carpet at Neskin Live.
absolutely.
and I will be retiring both myself and my husband within the next 5 years, and we want to be traveling the world. We want to be sharing this with people and helping people, and definitely the care flight here in Australia is a very big passion, so we want to be paying it back. We want to be helping people throughout the region so they can stay well, and I'd love to be up on stage doing a whole bunch of motivational speaking, and yeah, 5 years' time I'll be completely debt-free and hopefully have a Tesla.
Fantastic. That's a good goal to have, no question about that. You know what, we're winding down the call, and Nikki, it's been so much fun along the way. I really do appreciate it. I know our listeners do as well, but maybe you can share with us one final word of wisdom, one pearl, one gem, as we end the call on this Axel Mead Training Podcast series.
Dream big and then dream bigger. Don't limit yourself to what you think is possible. Make yourself want what you want and then follow through with the actions. And if that's so far as doing a vision board or a dream board or a five-year plan and putting 100 things on there that's your wish list, just do it. Just humor yourself and do it and create the opportunity and the possibility for you to be able to create the life that you truly, truly, truly deserve. Don't make yourself small.
Well said. Well said indeed. Nikki Sherwood joining us from Brisbane, Australia. What a great call. This is fantastic. I can't wait for it to be posted in a matter of moments at axelmead.com and also the Axel Mead Facebook page. I want to encourage our listeners who are live with us tonight to share this with your teams. This is going to be a fantastic, inspirational story for everyone to hear. Do you remember as well, as we round out the call tonight, that at least in the Western Hemisphere, this is the final day of February. So do what you need to do to get your business in order, make it the most productive, positive month that you have ever seen in this business. As we launch into March, we're going to have great things ahead of us, no question about it, with the business, with new announcements from the company, new product launches, things that are really, really exciting to share. And I know we're going to be learning more information very, very soon about some upcoming events that are taking place with the company's acquisition and partnership, I should say, of GrowVive. We've got a featured guest speaker going to be joining us hopefully in the very near future about that topic. That's going to be a great call. Cindy is working on that as our executive producer to make sure that that's a call coming very, very soon for all of our listeners. So for tonight, I want to thank yet again Nikki Sherwood from Brisbane, Australia. Thanks so much for joining us, Nikki. It's been a great time. Our next call is going to be next Thursday, March 7th at 8 p.m. New York time. And again, check out this call that we've just concluded at the Axel Mead Facebook page in a matter of moments and share it with your teams. Thanks again, Nikki. Thanks to all of our listeners. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.